Début du dialogue 7.
A friend of mine's going to work in Indonesia shortly, and she's enrolled her children in an international school there run by a London-based firm. She said that an international schools chain is reassuring for expat parents. It provides them and their children with a ready-made social life and a sense of familiarity and community in a new environment. It also gives children access to qualifications that are recognised throughout the world. Lessons are delivered principally in English, and the exams generally take into account the requirements of British qualifications.
Yes, I've read that demand for top-quality international education is particularly high in places such as India, Pakistan, China, Japan, and Malaysia. And though many international schools were initially set up to serve expatriate communities, there's apparently a surge in demand for places in international schools from local parents, particularly in Asia.
As British companies are best placed to cater for British expat needs, it's no surprise that so many British schools are expanding overseas. But local demand also accounts for the huge growth there's been in such schools. In the year 2000, there were more than 2,500 British-style schools in operation, educating just under a million pupils. Today, there are over 6,000 of them, teaching something like 3 million pupils. According to forecasts, the number of these schools will continue to soar, particularly in Asia. It's estimated that they'll exceed 11,000 by 2022.
But do you think that international schools are really the best solution for children abroad?
According to my friend, that is the case, because international schools cater to the specific needs of their clients, and a British education is often seen as a passport to a place at a British university, and ultimately a good job.
Let me explain what it is that worries me. I've read that in Malaysia, affluent and influential Malay parents are sending their children to international schools. These schools are teaching the elite, so the national schools will suffer. As the elite abandons national schools, there's a serious risk that the quality of national schools will decline.
Why should that happen?
In the past, affluent Malay parents had high expectations and demanded good quality national schools. But now that they're sending their children to the private sector, there'll be little incentive for improvement in the state sector and the standard will deteriorate. How much do these international schools cost?
Well, I looked at their fees on their internet sites. Marlborough College is the latest well-known independent school in Britain to open an outpost in Malaysia. The fees are about £8,500 a term for a boarding place. That's a little less than Marlborough College termly boarding fees in Wiltshire. It accepts pupils from both expat and Malaysian national backgrounds.
But that's over £25,000 a year, an enormous amount of money for the average Malaysian.
Yes, they're far too expensive for the average Malaysian. But those who enrol in international schools are no ordinary Malaysians. They're the children of the rich and powerful, who are destined to play major roles in the nation's affairs. In addition to their superior education, they'll benefit from parental influence.
And that's why I think international schools aren't necessarily the best solution for the children of British expats. In these schools, the children will be learning and making friends with children from a very limited part of society. They'll only get to know the children of other expats and the children of the elite of the country they're living in. They'll never get to know much about the day-to-day life, the language and the culture of the country. Don't you think it's a great pity to miss such an opportunity?
No, it's a great opportunity for them to be on friendly terms with future political and business leaders in Malaysia. The impact and influence of the elite in Malaysia is minimal today because of their small numbers. But as increasing numbers of Malaysians educated in international schools become policy makers, top civil servants and so on, their influence will increase.
Fin du dialogue 7.